The Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you today by Amazon. Amazon, your lead pipe lock for online retail. Log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Amazon link to support the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. Ryan, oh, man, we just got back from beautiful Las Vegas. How was your... We went there for a bachelor party, our buddy Justin, fan of the podcast, guy who wears the t-shirts around.
No.
And we will be updating the site and getting the shirts going. There's a issue with the WordPress template. I'm on it. But we took our buddy Justin... Or actually, you met us out there in Vegas, did a bachelor party weekend. How was your weekend in Las Vegas, Ryan?
It was good. It was a typical weekend in Vegas.
Yep.
I want to say, like, I feel like I did a lot more than I normally do in a weekend trip to Vegas. But when looking back, we really only did a couple things.
Well, Ryan, we may have ingested something that caused some time traveling to happen, so... I think the pot brownie or the
you think that cut off some of the time?
I don't know. I think it made it seem like there was a lot more time, and then we didn't really do anything. That definitely disoriented my time.
But yeah, it was. I don't know. So what? We got out there Friday.
Yeah, got out there Friday.
Staying over at the Rio this time.
Stayed over at the Rio.
Did nice. Not know the World Series of Poker was just starting it up, so there was a huge like subculture of
poker nerds
there, which was very interesting. I hadn't really been around that many poker nerds. It was kind of interesting to interact with those folks. I don't know. We checked in. Everyone kind of rolled in throughout the day on Friday. And we decided a good icebreaker would be a little Edward 40 hands. So for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure most people listening to this podcast have played this before.
Yeah, because they're just for the couple outside.
Yeah, you essentially duct tape two 40s or a 40 to each hand, and you cannot remove that duct tape or the 40 until. Until you finish it. So
until the beers have been drank.
Which you don't really think about it, but man, you got to piss. And that's trouble. So anyway, as it turns out, Vegas is not cool with the 40s.
No, that is weird. That's one vice that they don't really promote that much. They sold, I think we went with the
24 can, yeah, the tall boy cans.
We're getting a little older too. I don't know. I feel like 240s might have pushed things over the edge.
Well,
I got pretty sauced up just.
Yeah, we could have done beer, but it's when you do the malt liquor. That's
really where you get into trouble. So that was a good time. We went to a all-you-can-eat Brazilian food place. Great times there. Great food, and unfortunately,
no, hold on, time out. The food was all right.
Oh, okay. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was not, for those of you, it wasn't Fogo de Chão. It wasn't at that caliber. But I got to be honest. Can't help but think there was a slight parallel to the movie Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
When they go out to the Brazilian place and they all shit themselves or throw up later. Because
there's definitely some of that going on.
No bullshit. Well, not all... So we're eating, and the bachelor really likes to eat. Really likes to eat.
But he's not like a fat guy, but he just has a passion.
He likes
for eating.
To eat. Yeah,
he's a little chubby, but he's
and
not.
He ate everything, and to the point where later in the night, first for me in Vegas, he actually threw up due to overeating.
It's Vegas first. He was using that like serving.
The tongs that you grab them, yeah.
He was using basically as his fork just to feed himself directly with it.
Oh, it was pretty amusing. And, I mean, I don't know about you, Sean, but I personally,
I had horrible, horrible runs, but then also that just could be from the drinking.
You don't mean runs at the tables. You mean runs in the bathroom.
No,
out of your ass.
Was it a run on the blackjack table? And then immediately after I finish, you were also like making fun of my constant shitting, and then immediately
It hit you a little faster. Did you take two shits at the restaurant?
Yeah, I took took two at the restaurant and then like five in the room. Then I patched myself up with some Imodium AD and Pepto-Bismol, which I was smart enough to bring with me.
Yeah, that was smart. We were making fun of you for that, but
yeah. But then smash cut to right before we get on the party bus to go to the strip club. I'm like, Ryan, you probably need some of these Imodium ADs.
Yeah. So at this point in the night, this is after dinner, and we should note after the Pacers won, so we all won some money on that, which everyone's feeling pretty good. So we decide we're going to go to a strip club.
Pacers game six.
Yeah. So after I've probably taken, what, three or four shits at this point?
Yeah, I would put you at that.
We get on the party bus limo, and we get to the strip club. I'm like, all right, I think I'm past it. Everything's good. Get into the strip club. It's like, all right, guess I'm taking shit. I guess I'm going to have to take a shit at the strip club. So cut to like 2 hours later, I'm taking my fourth shit at the strip club. And the bathroom attendant is just like, oh, rough night, huh? And I'm like, yeah, you noticed? That pretty much summed up the night for me. So, you know,
well,
getting lap dances, taking shits. I mean, honestly, doing both at the same time would be pretty cool.
Well,
not for the girl. But.
Yeah, no, not for the girl at all. I was sitting there, and the girls come up, and they try and sell you on the back room. And I was sitting there, and the girl – it is funny just to see the girls try and make small talk or try to start a conversation because the dynamics kind of shifted. Instead of you being the guy going up and starting the conversation, it's them going up, and they just have no patience. Like, I'm just sitting there trying to ignore them because I don't have money to go in the back room. And, yeah, I'm just sitting there, and the girl comes up to me, and she's like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. What do you do for a living? I'm like, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian. And she goes, wow, you must have had a rough childhood growing up. I was like, oh, man.
Well, and that's what's funny because you really, if you play it right, you really don't need any money. They'll sit on your lap. They'll flirt with you. They'll tell you you're hot. And then you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm not really feeling a dance right now. And they leave. And for those of you who haven't been to a Las Vegas strip club, there are strip clubs and then there's strip clubs in Vegas. And, I mean, I've been to strip clubs all over the country. Not a huge strip club guy, but in Vegas, they literally have hundreds of girls walking around.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
And they're all like, at least where we went, where'd we go? The Spearmint Rhino?
Yeah, high quality drink.
They, not a lot of butter faces, not a lot of ugly chicks, not a lot of anything, but pretty good looking ladies.
Yeah, good time overall. Can't complain.
But yeah, it was,
nothing too interesting gambling wise, at least from my perspective. Lost just a little bit at the tables and roulette and kind of messing around with craps, but hit that Pacers bet.
Well, that was that was going back to the beginning of the trip. After we do Edward 24 hands, we head downstairs and decide we're going to play some roulette real quick before we go hit the strip.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And we go up to the table, and everyone's throwing in like 100, 24, whatever. And I think we're all betting on red, right?
Yep.
And I go, you know what? I'm going to put a couple bucks. I'm going to put 10 bucks on 18 red. And boom, 18 red hits. Feel like it's going to be a good start to the trip. Turns out, I end up losing some money. But, it wasn't a bad loss by any means. It was just kind of – basically, the last night, I was frustrated because I was about even. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take some cash and go on a run. And ended up kind of breaking even then. So the next morning I tried to do the same thing and ended up losing. So it's still a good trip.
Yeah. Fun times. Good trip.
You know what the other, real quick, another element that made me feel like we were definitely getting old. We went down to the pool on Saturday and we walked over to go sit in like the hip area with the DJ.
The club.
And we get to the area in the chair, like we're right near a speaker and everyone's like, oh, it's too loud. Let's go back to the other area with all the kids.
Yeah, we went back to the regular pool area. Good times, Ryan. A lot of fun out in Vegas. But, NBA Finals all set, ready to go Thursday night tonight. Things are kicking off between the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs in Miami, where Miami is, correct me if I'm wrong, a 5.5-point favorite currently?
Yep. Last I looked, actually it's 5. Okay. Money line for game one is -220. Spurs +180. The over-under is 188.5. Now
188.5 Oh, okay.
I got to be honest. I a lot of people are saying that, you know, the Heat are just going to come out and run the Spurs out of the building. Did they not watch the Spurs play this postseason? Like they're running. They're running better than they're probably the better running team. That's kind of their game.
Yeah, no, they definitely changed their game up. That being said, I still feel like I kind of like some of the matchups in Miami's favor, with the exception of Tim Duncan. And Tim Duncan has proven to be kind of the difference in the playoffs for the Spurs.
Well, yeah, I think here's the thing. Maybe, Wade is not good anymore.
And he's going to have a tough – I mean, is he expected to guard Manu Ginobili?
I think the X factor will be the front court for the Spurs because, I mean, that's a decided advantage. And then can Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard, you know, slow down LeBron, basically? I think the interesting thing will be, is Miami going to put LeBron James on Tony Parker?
I think they are. I think at some point they are. I don't think they're going to start him against Tony Parker, but I think eventually they're going to put LeBron on Tony Parker.
Because that might be successful, but running through all those screens, that's going to tire James out. So I'm not sure. Like you said, maybe that they switch to that in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to use it.
Or they hit it. They hit it at spots. Series price: Heat minus 205, Spurs plus 175.
Oh, wow, it's down to 205.
Yeah.
Okay. When good. I thought it was 220. I think there's definite value in this Heat team at minus 205.
Friend of ours has already wagered. I think when he wagered it was minus 245. he laid $2,450 to win $1,000.
Wow.
Big LeBron fan.
I feel like
fan.
I know who this guy is.
Big LeBron fan.
Now, but Ryan, I feel like there's some value at minus 205 especially. I feel like this Heat team, I mean, you got LeBron James playing right now in the peak physical condition. I mean, don't get me wrong. I see the argument for San Antonio, but the Heat haven't lost two games in a row since January 10th. And they're going to need to lose two in a row to lose
yeah,
the series.
Definitely.
I don't see them losing two in a row.
Actually not. They could lose game 1, 3, 5, and 7.
Oh, that's
lose
true.
The series. But yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about this too. I'm not sure I could lay the I mean the layoff is the big X factor, but the Spurs are I mean I want to see them stop Tony Parker in this. They're just a machine.
Yeah, but I think
they're a much better version of Indiana. And
but I don't know if San Antonio has the defense that Indiana has. I think Indiana, I mean, you talk about the Spurs turning into a running team, and I believe they have, but I think they lost some of their defense in that transition.
I think
I don't think they're quite the physically dominating defense that they were before. I still think they almost match up better against big teams like Memphis than they do against more finesse teams like the Heat.
But the Heat aren't a finesse. That's the thing. They're not really a finesse team. They're just not a big team.
Well, I guess it's yeah. I mean, I don't know. Where do you put LeBron in the finesse?
Well, LeBron is great, but that's the thing is, you know, if there's one coach in the NBA that I trust to be able to kind of slow down a team that has it's Cleveland all over again. It's LeBron and a bunch of guys that they need to make shots.
Yeah. But I mean, a much, much better Cleveland team.
Sure. I mean, Varejao or Bosch slightly better than Varejao. And Wade's the big thing.
But he does come up to play. He gets that shot or whatever he gets on that knee. I mean, look at what he did in Game 7. He was attacking the rim. It doesn't necessarily matter how much what he does. Just the fact that he's driving and taking the ball to the rim is a huge difference in their game.
Now, look, do I think LeBron is – I kind of want LeBron to win a second championship so people can stop calling me crazy when I say LeBron's the best player ever in the NBA. I think we're past the point of comparing him to Jordan even. I don't care about the championships. He's the best player I've ever seen play basketball.
Yeah, I mean, he's the most physically talented. I think if he gets anywhere close to the Jordan as far as championships, you're going to have a very strong case.
I agree. If you took Jordan or Kobe's heart and put it inside of LeBron, it would be terrifying. But
yeah,
the only thing Michael Jordan was better at in terms of just breaking down his game was shooting. He was a better
He was a better pure shooter, and he was a better motivator for the rest of the guys on this
team.
See,
I don't know about that anymore.
He's a better leader. Well, no, I mean,
I don't know about
that. Up to this playoffs, I think LeBron has taken a step where he's getting vocal and he's leading the team.
Yeah, and not to mention that Jordan had a very respected, even at that time, coach behind him. LeBron has a guy who's like 6 years older than him. You know, he's this kid. I think LeBron doesn't get enough credit for that. I mean, you saw him do it a couple times in this series. I think right now it's not even a question. LeBron's the best player ever.
I'm going to still go with Michael Jordan.
But based on what?
His ability to win championships.
Okay.
I mean, you can't look at Michael Jordan's entire career and compare it to LeBron. I think that's
But I'm saying LeBron's the best basketball player I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely make that argument. I don't know. I would say LeBron is better than Michael Jordan was at his point, at the same point in their careers. Now, if he can keep this up and keep this pace, I think he definitely has an argument to make him the greatest of all time. But I don't think you can give him the greatest of all time because it's unfair to compare that entire body of work that Jordan put out.
Oh, I think in terms of a career, Jordan had a great career. But Jordan, there's almost nothing that Jordan did that LeBron doesn't do better. I don't know.
Yeah.
And all it's missing is these championships. Right. In a league where it's much tougher to win championships. So that's all.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
So yeah, do I want LeBron to win and the Heat to win? Yeah, I'm not sure I can pull the trigger on it though. I might even bet on the Spurs. I really think they're a machine.
I'm going to take the Heat in 7.
And I think because the Heat are essentially one player. Who covers Tony Parker if it's not LeBron? When it's not LeBron?
I think it is LeBron.
When it's not LeBron, who covers him?
I don't know.
That's my concern because Mike Conley is a pretty good defensive point guard, and he got destroyed by Tony Parker.
Maybe Shane Battier comes back.
Maybe. God, how bad is he? He's become like the poster boy
like
for flops.
Okay, so I got the Heat going in 7. Ryan, what's your prediction? Also, though, if you're going to take the Heat, I don't know what the line's adjusted to, but I feel like the prop bet of LeBron MVP is usually
a
little better.
Yeah, I got that
odds
up, too. Although, I'll roll with the Spurs plus. I'll be honest, I took the Spurs at plus 195, so.
I might have to take the Spurs.
LeBron to win the MVP is 4-9, so actually you're better off betting the Heat, which is weird.
Yeah, so they haven't adjusted the.
Although maybe taking on the hindsight of that, maybe if you like the Spurs, maybe you just take Tony Parker plus 450 to win the MVP.
Yeah, although I guess I could see it being Duncan.
It would have to take a lot because Tony Parker has the ball in his hands all the time.
The reason I'm saying Duncan is like if in the Memphis series he has a couple of those games where he's dominating in overtime like he did.
Yeah, he had a great series, and Tony Parker still would have won the MVP because What do you have, like 2 40-point game? I mean,
yeah. No, you're probably right. I'm saying with the Heat, there's no chance if they win the series, it's anyone else. With the Spurs, it's a slight.
Yeah.
What's Duncan at? 10-1, 8-1?
7-1.
Yeah, maybe sprinkle a little on Duncan.
Yeah.
But if you like the Spurs, yeah, I like Tony Parker for MVP.
All right, so you want to run through some props, Sean?
Yeah, I kind of liked a couple of these player props.
All right.
Start off with Tim Duncan.
Oh, I was going to start off with LeBron, average points per game, 27.5.
No, I like the over there. I think regardless, I think that's a good bet. Like if they win or if they don't, I think you can see both scenarios where that succeeds.
I don't think he averaged that in this past series, did he?
No, but I think Indiana's a little tougher nut for him to crack.
Maybe. I would probably take the under here, actually.
All right.
Be honest with you. What was the one you wanted me to bring up?
Well, I really like Chris Bosh under 14.
Oh,
and a half
whoa!
Points.
Chris. All right, sorry. Will LeBron get a triple double in the finals?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. Against a veteran team like this, I feel like they're aware of shit like that. So
if there's seven games, I'm betting yes plus 190.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or you think you just add a?
He's too good to not get a triple-double. All right.
Yeah, but last time he got a triple-double and they lost against Dallas, he took a lot of shit. So I think
he's gotten a couple in this playoffs, though.
That is true. I just think it's going to get I don't know.
All right, average points, Chris Bosh, 14.5. That seems
really
like
the under.
Seems like
He's been averaging like 11.5. I don't see how
that's
going to go up dramatically.
Dwayne Wade, 16.5. That seems high.
You think 14.5 is low?
Sorry, high.
Okay.
I'd go under on both
those. I like the Dwayne Wade under 5 assists a game. Dwayne Wade doesn't seem to be really kicking the ball much. He seems to either be driving in.
That's
maybe
tricky,
get a couple
though. That's tricky. Because he get those swing passes to, like, Ray Allen for three and get the assist.
Yeah, but I still like under five for the series.
Here's one I like. Tony Parker's over-under for points per game is 21.5.
Yeah. No, that feels pretty low. Now, like you said, unless they're sticking LeBron on him the entire series. I also like the over of a dunk in 10 rebounds a game. I feel like there's...
They got his point total at 17, which seems a bit high.
Yeah, I like the under on his points, too.
Who will average more points per game in the 2013 NBA Championships? Kawhi Leonard, Manu Ginobili, Danny Green, or Tiago Splitter?
What were they again?
Kawhi Leonard, Manu Ginobili, Danny Green, Tiago Splitter. I like Splitter here at plus 300. A lot of pick and roll. Pick and roll is going to be available.
I like Ginobili.
All right. Highest one game total. That's not fun. That's pretty much it.
Did you see the one, will a player get ejected?
Will a player get suspended?
That's suspended. Oh, okay. That's totally. All right.
Will a player get suspended? Yes, plus 600.
I like the no, minus 1,000.
Yeah, that's probably.
Feels like a lock. Ryan, did you see supposedly there was... Now, I don't know if this is official or if this is just internet speculation, but there's a rumor on Twitter that Floyd Money Mayweather had a large bet on the Miami Heat.
Now, I read a little bit more about it.
$5.9 million, supposedly.
Well, not only that, but the rumor is that it was a plus 120 bet. So, essentially, at Canner's, you can move the line. So the rumor is that he actually moved it to like seven to 7.5 or whatever, the other way, and put 5.9 to win 6.5 million.
That's insane.
Yeah.
God, that guy's a hero.
Gangster.
Now that makes you think, I don't know, maybe Floyd Mayweather.
Well, the crazy part is he allegedly made, $36 million from this last fight?
Sounds about right.
And he owed 30 of which went directly to creditors or something like that.
Yeah.
So he just took his profits and played it down on the Heat. That's gambling.
That's awesome. See, that's a crazy thing, though, because, man. Yeah. He still ends up owing the IRS tons of money.
Yeah, I'm sure he's... Yeah, why? Oh. I don't know. So, some team props. You know, you can always bet the exact series result.
I don't feel like there's a lot of value in that.
I mean, if you like Heat and 7, you can get that for plus 333.
Yeah, but why? I don't know. That seems like a dumb prop to me.
See, I would... I like San Antonio in 6.
What's that at?
7-1.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you're better off taking Tim Duncan MVP.
Well, look at this one. This is an interesting bet. And you're paying the juice, but... Over-under games in series. 5.5. Minus 110 on the over. Doesn't that seem like this series is going
sick? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's my bet. Wait, where is that?
I'm looking at Bovada right now, but over-under 5.5, minus 110 on the over.
Pound that over. How does this not go to 6?
Wow, here's another crazy one. Will there be a flagrant foul in the 2013 NBA Championship?
Yes, of course there's going to be one.
Minus 200 only.
Wow.
They're saying there's only going to be a 33% chance of there being a flagrant foul. Or a 33% chance. I feel like it's much higher than that.
That's crazy.
Will any game go to overtime? No is minus 260.
Yeah, I don't know. That's stupid bet.
You can bet on where the series will be decided, which that's a stupid bet.
Now, how do you think the 2-3-2 style affects the line or affects the series?
Oh, that's right. The 2-3-2 definitely changes my – then it would be Spurs in 7. I forgot about – I hate that the NBA changes it just for the finals.
And Miami is home court, right? So they get the 4.
Yeah, which makes – I mean, they can't lose.
Yeah, but the Heat and the Spurs, I think, are both pretty solid road teams.
Yeah, still, though, that's tough to have to go on the road for 3 games.
I think the Heat win it in game 7 with 1 win coming on the road.
Okay.
Getting very specific
here. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, Sean, anything else? So what do you think? What do you like in game 1? Heat minus 5, then?
Yeah, I do like Heat minus 5.
I think the bet might be...
I think they awoke the beast.
I think the bet might be the first half.
Oh.
Spurs have not played in a long time.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to be shooting well.
I think that might be the bet. Just grab the...
grab heat first half.
I don't know, it's not out yet, but the first half line will probably be three. Yeah, minus three.
All right, Ryan. Anything else? Well, we want to touch on the Belmont.
Yeah. No Triple Crown winner. Who really cares? So, Orb, who blew it in the Preakness, is the favorite at 3-1. Coming in after that is Oxbow, the Preakness winner, with Revolutionary also at Revolutionary and Oxbow are both at 5-1. Unlimited Budget and Freedom Child 8-1. Overanalyze at 12-1.
All right, give me
Golden
Freedom.
Soul 10-1.
Give me Freedom Child 8-1. Calling it Belmont winner.
Freedom Child 8-1.
Yep.
See, this horse popped out to me. I don't know. I did not look at anything. Haven't looked at a damn thing on the Belmont. I will tweet out my picks, even though I'll be camping, so I won't actually be watching it. But I'll get some picks out Friday before I leave. Frack Daddy, the number one horse. I don't know, something about that name.
What's
30-1.
All right.
30-1.
That's
maybe
your
I'll
pick?
Put, maybe I'll... We'll see. My official pick will be posted on Twitter, Sean.
At Gambling Podcast. Make sure you follow for all the updates.
Yeah, it could come from me, but I'll retweet it regardless. Yeah, I don't know. Belmont... The Belmont's the long race. So, I mean, I think Orb will actually probably win. I think the Orb was set up to win the long race, but I don't know. It's always horse racing is always kind of interesting. I mean, it's not very interesting to bet on and not watch.
Yeah. Now, so, what about as opposed to all the other stuff that's interesting to bet on and not watch?
Well, I'm you know, like football, I'm betting on regardless. But
yeah. No, I get what you mean, but it's just funny. Of all the sports you bet on that you don't watch, horse racing's the worst.
Yeah.
U.S. Open coming up next week. Any thoughts going into it? I have not done my research yet, but Tiger looks shaken.
Nope.
Had a couple of bogeys.
Here's my here's what I know about the U.S. Open. The guy the guys on the Kings game on NBC Sports made a comment about how the rough looks crazy long. So that's it sounds like it might be one of those crazy U.S. Opens where the winner shoots like plus one.
Oh, nice. I always – now, what do you like that more, when guys are dominating the course and scoring really
no,
low?
No, I like when
the
course is dominating them.
Yeah, I do,
makes
too.
Makes me feel like, oh, see, golf is hard.
It makes you feel better as a golfer, and it always ends up helping out some guy. You know what I mean? Like, it always – I feel like it helps the underdog.
It helps the guys that are more consistent. Like you, like the guys that are able to like recover by going, you know, like honestly, the way Tiger played like 3-4 years ago, where he was able to recover a lot, hitting bad shots. Now it sounds like this course, you're not going to be able to hit bad shots and recover too well. So it'll be interesting.
It will be interesting. Anything else coming up? We got,
well, we can talk about hockey real quick.
Sure.
Boston,
Kings are down
2-1. Boston looks like they're on their way. As we're recording this, I believe they're winning. Last I looked, 1-0. They
had 3-0, right?
They stole two from Pittsburgh.
Or they're only up
2-0. It's 1-1 right now. It's game three. Boston's up 2-0.
But they won 2 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're in Boston now. And the Kings dropped the first two to Chicago, but won last night.
People were talking sweep, but they came back without Richards.
Yeah. I don't know. The Kings – hockey is so exciting. Hockey really is the most exciting sport when it comes to playoff time. There's no breaks in the action. Everything just kind of happens. But, yeah, I don't know. It looks like the Kings might be able to do it. I mean, if they win game four, bring it to a three-game series, then – and Quick's kind of – he had two bad games, but he's back. I like it.
Yeah, and they did it without Richards, so I think that's a good sign for Kings fans. But, yeah, huge game tonight at the Staples Center.
Yeah.
And, well, real quick, Ryan, we can talk to the fact that the red hair, the Ivy League ginger from the Dallas Cowboys has been stripped of his play-calling duties officially.
Well,
I don't know. What was the news? It felt like he was already lost his play-calling, but then this was like a clarification.
So, what's his name?
I'm almost getting annoyed with this NFL news. It's just stop tickling. Stop teasing me.
Yeah. So, apparently Jerry Jones had not really said one way or another if he was going to lose his play calling duties. Jason Garrett hasn't said anything, but Bill Callahan, the offensive coordinator, announced that he will be calling plays. So he got demoted by someone who's supposed to be under him. I don't know.
Very
man.
Uncomfortable. Not a good sign.
And Romo is going to be out for a while for probably a little training camp with his back injury.
No way they go better than 6-10, right? As shitty as the Eagles will probably end up being, I'm confident they're not going to fall. They're not going to finish in the basement just because this Cowboys team is in such disarray.
Yeah, I mean, as a person who's never liked the Cowboys,
right? It's just obviously horribly biased opinions, but
it just feels good.
Feels good this early to know the Cowboys fans can't even enjoy the offseason.
No,
like normally this is the time when is this the year the Cowboys put things together and regain their dynasty of America's team?
Yep,
can't even enjoy that.
Nope,
love it.
Yep.
All right, Ryan, we're only a few short days away from training camp, the NFL football season. Till then, hang tight. Follow us on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. Rate, review, share on Stitcher and iTunes for the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Go Kings.
Kramer, let it ride.